Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Winsome boys raised on shotguns. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City.
Welcome, folks.
He never called me by my name,
just Hillbilly. And the here we are at the Trump phenomenon. Here, this is your Hillbilly in North Dakota, James Kelso, for the next 60 minutes. I hope you'll feel inclined to give us a call at 800-313-9443 with your thoughts on the last 24 hours of the Trump phenomenon. Well, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could just, you know, this feels so good to be basically what? We're inside the Trump phenomenon. May it go on forever. How can we make this last? How can we get Donald Trump to live forever and to be reelected forever? We got to come up with something. Some way to make this experience of having a patriot president and all these patriot victories to have this go on into perpetuity. And there's no reason for it not to. This is what life should always have been. It's what it once was. It's what the president is alluding to when he says, make America great again. The America of Calvin Coolidge was this way. The America of Warren Gamaliel Harding was this way. Let's see if I omitted anything. I haven't told you the day. It's September 17th, 2019. The show is live, and the name is the Trump Phenomenon. So here we go. Housekeeping out of the way. I'll keep an eye out for your calls here, which will come in through the engineers at the Republic Broadcasting Network, which is the website and the where through which you can support this great network created by John Stadtmiller. Please help all you can. That's one way we can make this wonderful feeling last. Make the Trump phenomenon be something that isn't the Trump flash in the pan, but a phenomenon that goes on, that becomes a deeply ingrained in the way we live as Americans, and lasts. How about forever? I like that idea. Forever. Let's see. Another good day. The Jerry Nadler, Nasty Nadler, was at it in his House committee where he seeks to impeach not just Donald Trump, but he wants to go after Brett Kavanaugh, too. And they had Corey Lewandowski today, Donald Trump's campaign manager at one point. And good, great job done by Corey Lewandowski. And he was wonderful on the witness stand giving Jerry Nadler a big knuckle sandwich. And Eric Swalwell, the California creep. Oh, Lewandowski had fun with them. So we'll listen to a little bit of that here. In fact, we might go to that right away here. And the president compliments Corey Lewandowski in his tweets today. Yes, we're going to the president's tweets. How boring can you get? Tweets from the greatest, well, he's our greatest president. But let me count the ways. He's our greatest president. Who would you nominate as surpassing Donald Trump? He's our greatest leader beyond that of any kind. Go on down the list. I think he's the greatest American. I think he's the greatest man who ever lived. How do you like them apples for staying modest in claims here? All right, so let's listen to Corey Lewandowski testifying before the despicable Jerry Nadler and his band of moral reprobates. Here they go. Let's see. I don't know if I've got the volume loud enough. Let's just see if this works here. I may have to turn my speakers way up.
The light turns red. Signals your 5 minutes have expired. Mr. Lewandowski, you may begin.
Chairman Nadler, Ranking Member Collins, and members of the committee, good afternoon. I'd like to start off by expressing my hope that today's hearing will be productive in revealing the truth, both to the committee and to the American people. For the record, and as you likely know, I have already testified before Congress on 3 separate occasions. I sat at length with the staff of the special counsel's office. There, too, my time and answers were given freely and without hesitation. I think in one form or another, I have already answered questions for well over 20 hours. So now here I am before the House Judiciary Committee to answer the same questions again. Just last week, this committee, over the objections of the minority, unilaterally changed the rules to make this an impeachment proceeding, which is very unfair. However, in the spirit of cooperation, I am prepared to move forward today. I'd like to start by recounting the events that brought us to this point. My story of joining the Trump campaign, working through a historic election, and continuing to have the privilege to be part of the greatest political movement in our nation's history.
I like that. The greatest political movement in our nation's history. Play it again, Sam. That was very good by Lewandowski. Let's hear some more. This is today.
I present this summary in the interest of truth and transparency to the American people, the very same reason and rationale that this committee offers as the basis for today's hearing. Growing up in a blue-collar, single-parent family in Lowell, Massachusetts, I learned the value of hard work. And that work ethic helped me to put myself through both college and graduate school, prior to becoming a congressional staffer and ultimately a certified peace officer in the state of New Hampshire. However, the world of politics was always a passion. And in January of 2015, Donald J. Trump, then a private citizen, hired me to help him explore a possible run for the presidency. It was an honor and a privilege to play.
Okay, there's something I didn't know. Donald Trump, in January of 2015, hired Corey Lewandowski to explore the possibility of running for the presidency. That's a little piece of history I didn't have. It would be later in, I keep forgetting whether it's June or July of 2015 that Melania and our president came down the escalator. I think it's June, like June 16th.
A small part of such a historic campaign. The campaign started as a small group of individuals helping Mr. Trump to make the decision in June of 2015 to ride down the golden escalator and seek the Republican nomination for presidency of the United States. For more than a year, I served as campaign manager to then-candidate Trump in his historic campaign, where I led a lean and dedicated operation that succeeded in helping him capture the Republican nomination. My job was simple: provide Mr. Trump with my best advice, spend his money like it was my own, and give him the support he needed to win. I also set long-term objectives and managed day-to-day decisions. I had the privilege, and it was a privilege, of helping transform the Trump campaign from a dedicated but small makeshift organization to a historical and unprecedented political juggernaut. And I am proud to say Mr. Trump won 38 primaries and caucuses and received more votes than any candidate in the history of the Republican Party, all while being outspent most of the way. The historic campaign helped Mr. Trump secure the Republican nomination and ultimately the presidency of the United States. However, since Election Day, whether it was bad actors at the FBI and the intelligence community or lies coming from members of the current House majority that there was evidence of collusion, the American people continue to be sold a false narrative with the purpose of undermining the legitimacy of the 2016 election results.
I like this. He's offering, was it bad actors at the FBI or liars in the majority party, the demon rats? Lewandowski, beautiful. And by the way, this clip that I'm playing is being tweeted to 64 million followers of Donald Trump in his Twitter account. So that's where I found this. Thank you to the greatest journalist of our day named Donald John Trump for giving me the best news summary out there. It's his Twitter account. He doesn't just make the news, he reports the news. No wonder he's so incensed by the fake news media. He knows what real news is.
But no matter the size, campaigns are not always the most efficient organizations. And while you run in single congressional districts, just imagine what it's like to lead a national campaign that spans all 50 states of the union. During my time as campaign manager, there were competing interests for the candidate's time and a sea of ideas, some laudable, some sound, a few not so much, many of which were dismissed out of hand. Others were passed on to staffers to be handled. I also received hundreds of thousands of emails, some days with as many as 1,000 emails. And unlike Hillary Clinton, I don't think I ever deleted any of those. Many of them were responded to with either one-word answers or forwarded to other staffers for additional follow-up. But throughout it all, and to the best of my recollection, I don't ever recall having any conversations with foreign entities, let alone any who were offering to help to manipulate the outcome of an election. As I've said publicly many times, anyone who attempted to illegally impact the outcome of an election should spend the rest of their life in jail. And let me stress this fact. During the 2016 election cycle, Mr. Trump held no elected position. He was not a government official. Rather, the Obama-Biden administration and the intelligence community, overseen by James Clapper, Jim Comey, and John Brennan, had the responsibility to the American people to ensure the integrity of the 2016 election.
Oh, this is beautiful. Corey is just nailing it. Clapper, Brennan, and Comey, the trifecta of traitors. Beautifully stated. And reminding people that at this time, Donald Trump was just, as are we, a private citizen. He's not. These Clapper, Comey, Brennan, Obama, they're responsible. They are the elected putative leaders of the United States.
I'll leave it to this committee and the American.
Oh, wait, of course, not elected on these, the trifecta, Comey, Clapper, Brennan. No election there.
In public to decide how successful or not they were in doing their jobs. Regardless, as a special counsel determined, there was no conspiracy or collusion between the Trump campaign and any foreign governments, either on my watch or afterwards. Not surprisingly, after the Mueller report was made public, interest in the fake Russia collusion narrative has fallen apart. In conclusion, and it's sad to say, this country has spent over 3 years and $40 million taxpayer dollars on these investigations, and it's now clear that the investigation was populated by many Trump haters who had their own agenda to take down a duly elected president of the United States. As for actual collusion or conspiracy, there was none. What there has been, however, is harassment of this president from the day he won the election. We as a nation would be better served if elected officials like yourself concentrated your efforts to combat the true crises facing our country, as opposed to going down rabbit holes like this hearing. Instead of focusing on petty and personal politics, the committee focused on solving the challenges of this generation. Imagine how many people we could help, or how many lives we could save. As I stated earlier, I have voluntarily appeared in front of Congress on three separate occasions and spoken to members of the special counsel's office for multiple hours. I will continue to be forthright and cooperative, and I will be as sincere in my answers as this committee is in its questions.
Nice.
You swear?
Nice. That was it. Hey, that was sworn testimony from Corey Lewandowski. And here's what Donald Trump said, as one of our callers said to our boy Donald. Yes. Here's what our boy Donald had to say 7 hours ago. Such a beautiful opening statement by Corey Lewandowski. Thank you, Corey. Nice. Let me hit refresh here on my Trump Twitter account. And here's another tweet from the president that we'll get to today. This is 1 hour ago. The president is responding to Lindsey Graham, Senator of South Carolina. Lindsey Graham had tweeted 5 hours ago, the measured response, measured. Remember, he's the peace president. The measured response by President Donald Trump regarding the shooting down of an American drone was clearly seen by the Iranian regime as a sign of weakness. Now, notice how Lindsey Graham is not a peace senator. He's gotten on board the Trump train. So that, you know, let's not, I don't want to be bashing Lindsey Graham. Well done, Senator Graham, on getting on board the Trump train. But his instincts, his war, beating the war tom-toms instincts keep coming to the fore for him and put him at odds with Donald Trump, who is the peace president, who understands the folly of war, the stupidity of having America fighting proxy wars. So here's how the president responds to Lindsey today. Very forthright. He says, so Lindsey Graham is saying that, your measured response, that's a compliment, I guess, from Lindsey, is perceived by the Iranians as a sign of weakness. I see him beating his chest going, well, we can't have that. Let's hit him and hit him hard. The president says, no, Lindsey, it was a sign of strength that some people just don't understand. That's an incredible statement by the president. That's very subtle, folks. In among those people that just don't understand, I think the president's including Lindsey Graham. He truly is a peace president. He truly understands. Let's go to some more. Another story here going on, of course, is that the Trump derangement syndrome has reached a point of hysteria in which the media appear to be flopping about on the ground, rending their clothes and gnashing their teeth with foam coming out of their mouths. And in the latest moment of this frenzy, they're going after Brett Kavanaugh again with utterly ludicrous, completely baseless sexual harassment charges. That now you think that, you know, you can't make this stuff up. These are charges from nobody. These are charges that nobody lodged. About an event that nobody can recall, at a time and place that nobody can name or recall. But that's good enough for the New York Times.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. We got one call on the board here. And let me go to Donald Trump. You know, of course, that was that great rally yesterday in New Mexico. Listen to this. We didn't get to hear this yesterday, so I'm going to play some little bitty clip here. And listen to what the president has to say. You think Kelso's exaggerating. Come on, Kelso. The enthusiasm for Trump isn't growing bigger than it was in 2016. The rallies aren't bigger. The crowd isn't more fire. Yes, it is happening, folks. It was unbelievable in 2016. It was mind-boggling. And it's bigger now. much bigger, much better. It's wild. So listen to this crowd in New Mexico near Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, kind of a suburb of Albuquerque. And listen to these words. Try to hear. I don't know if my speakers allow you to hear this. The intensity of the crowd. If you can't hear it, just take my word for it. You've never seen. Wait till you participate. Wait till you are in a Trump rally crowd, folks. You will never forget it. Never. And you will have never had any experience like it in your life. I promise you that. Here he is, yesterday.
And so many of these Democrats that are against the what's common sense. Look, you know what I saw the other day? Where the Democrats are having their convention, their national convention. They just gave out a tremendous contract. You know what it's for? They're building a big wall around the building. They're building a big wall. A massive wall. We should tell them, open borders, let anybody come in.
Genius.
And a few years ago, almost every one of these, they're on tape. That's the problem with politics. 3 years ago, they could say, look, I saw Senator Schumer. I saw Nancy Pelosi. I saw all of them. They said, no, we need a wall. We must have a wall. We must have President Obama. We must have a wall. We must stop people from coming into our country. Illegally, we have to stop it. We need a wall. Now, a few years later, they don't want a wall. You know why? Because anything I want, they want to do the opposite, and that's okay. That's the only reason. But if you want to stop the drug smugglers, human traffickers, and vicious MS-3 gang members, which we're taking out every year by the thousands and getting them the hell out of our country because of ICE.
Getting them the hell out of our country.
And if you want to stop all these people from threatening our communities and poisoning our youth, you know, it's poisoning our youth. That's what it is. It's nothing other than that. It's very simple. They're poisoning our youth. You have only one choice. You must elect Republicans. And to be honest with you, you've got to elect President Trump. We need 4 more years. President Trump.
This is uttered with such certainty, such power. And Mosey said, they are poisoning our youth. And he got one of his biggest cheers for that. And the antecedent to they is the Democrats. It's the only antecedent in the paragraph. They, the Democrats, are, frankly, he says, are poisoning our youth. And the crowd goes wild. And that's exactly what it is. It is good versus evil. They are evil, and they are poisoning our youth. Four more years. Every person's chanting this. Every person.
How about these phony Democrats? They started with Russia, Russia, Russia. That turned out to be a fraud. Then they went to race. Do you believe that one, race? I'm the least racist person in this room.
Nice. Nicely handled. Perfect.
Then they went to recession. There's going to be a recession. Oh, please let there be a recession, please. Because we have a better chance of defeating him if this...
Let there be a recession. We go, you know, go back to Bill Maher, right? I'm hoping for a recession. So Russiagate, race, session. Now he's got another one coming up. You'll love this next one. Stay tuned after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, we're back, folks. Hey, why don't we liberate these United States? They're the ones that need it the worst. including New Mexico, where Donald Trump was yesterday, and we're listening to him now, some gems that we missed yesterday. And remember, yesterday, RBN went right, blew right through the ad segments. You didn't have to hear any ads. You got to make that up to RBN, okay? That's part of the deal, make sure you stick something in an envelope or credit card in some way. Help keep Patriot Radio thriving. So here's the president again. Now, I sometimes I lose my cool. And actually, I think I'm thinking about it more and more as time goes on. And I think I'm calming down a little bit so that when somebody attacks Donald Trump or attacks me, I'm learning to kind of be more calm about it. I think that's more effective. And one of the things I get criticized for is being a cheerleader for Donald Trump. Now, I don't get most of you love the fact most of you love Donald Trump, and cheerleading is what you want to hear. And but then there's this small group of people that make a lot of noise, and they pretend to be a larger group than they are. They're not. And they don't really like Donald Trump. And so they certainly don't like to hear me singing his praises. Endless, here we go. Here's a good Latin word. Encomiums to Donald Trump. But I'll tell you what. Imagine that you were, I'm just thinking about how good this man is. because I'm listening to this speech. I'm going, I've never heard a greater speaker than this. I studied oratory. I studied rhetoric. I took speech. I competed in speech clubs and contests and debate societies and all this kind of stuff at a championship level. I know my stuff when it comes to speakers and great speakers. I've never heard a speaker like Donald Trump. I've never seen someone take command of an audience, of a podium, the way Donald Trump does. Nothing even close. This man's mastery, his genius is so astonishing. But here we are. And just we get to, you know, imagine the lucky people in Shakespeare's London who could, you know, for 25 cents, they could attend the Globe Theater and hear Shakespeare's latest piece. Or, you know, people that could go to the Theatre am Wien, the Vienna Theater, and hear Beethoven himself, you know, for 25 cents, they could hear Beethoven himself conducting a new symphony called the Sixth Symphony and a new piano concerto, you know, all in the same concert. And let's see, which is that concert in which he also included the, there was one with the Ninth Symphony in it, then there was another with the Choral Fantasy, you know, for two bits. Imagine how lucky those, well, you are lucky like that, folks. You're witnessing a Shakespeare, a Beethoven, a man of incredible historical importance. Let's listen to him again here. He's clearly having a good time, as is everybody in the audience.
Recession, and unfortunately, the stock market's only a few points from its all-time high, which we've broken on, I think it's well over 100 times, we broke the all-time record. And now they have a new one.
Now get this. Now they have a new one. This is what I'm bringing you to. This is a gem. The Democrats are out there claiming that Donald Trump, now, you know, Russia didn't work, recession didn't work, race didn't work, racism. So now they're claiming that he's trying to make money. Greed. He's making money off of the presidency. Listen to what he has to say on this. And of course, it's absolutely, it's just brain dead. It's mindless. There was a great report on Fox where they pointed out that some military mission stopped over at Prestwick Airport in Scotland. And the New York Times and the other left-wing communists were saying, oh my gosh, look, they landed near a Trump golf club. They stayed at that golf club. Oh, Donald Trump, here's his real game plan. He's making money off of us. Well, they researched it. Somebody just picked up the phone and made a few calls. The Trump Club near Prestwick, first of all, the military has been using Prestwick for years, long before Donald Trump. And they checked the room rates. Donald Trump's club, his room rates were less than half of the next cheapest hotel in the area. And listen to what he has to say. And there's something very important. You'll hear him say it. I'm just kind of saying it ahead of him to make sure you hear it through my bad audio. And that is this. Donald Trump is going to lose billions of dollars over the course of his 8 years in the presidency. This is costing him, folks, no question, billions of dollars of loss. And he doesn't care because that's not why he's doing this. Listen to him talk about it.
But I'm enriching myself. Let me tell you. By doing this and taking this particular job, which I love, it will cost me billions and billions of dollars. But if somebody from the Middle East that I never saw before comes in and stays at one of my hotels for an evening and pays $439, emoluments. Nobody ever heard the word
emoluments. These creeps like Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi, these dirt bags. The emoluments clause. Emolument means what? Enriching oneself. The president is taking emoluments. You know, oh, gee. I love the desperation of our enemies.
Again before. Emolument. Nobody ever heard that word. Emolument. He's enriching himself. If somebody buys a tank of gas in Scotland from an airport that I don't know, and they happen to go to a hotel, he's enriching himself, like 20 people. I'm going to lose billions of dollars, and that's okay. I expected to do that when I did it. I didn't know what would happen if I lost. Can you imagine? Supposing I lost, and we would have had the same basic rhetoric. I mean, winning was great. Supposing, you know, I'm doing all the things I'm telling you.
A testimony to the man's courage, folks. He said it, and of course it was obviously true. When he set about to become elected as a Patriot president and to tell the truth, to step out of line and tell the truth from the highest podium, he was risking, his fortune and his life and his sacred honor. He was like the greatest of patriots. He was risking it all. And it will cost him billions of dollars.
You want the same sort of thing. Supposing I didn't make it, I'd have to go around. I would have lost and lost billions. Then I would have been really unhappy. But I'll tell you what, I expected that when I did this, in terms of opportunity, in terms of certain places, they can never do as well when you have this kind of rhetoric. They can never do. So I'll lose billions of dollars, always expected. They say I enrich myself because somebody's going to stay at my hotel.
Somebody's going to stay at his hotel. What is Donald Trump's cut of the action on somebody staying at his hotel? Like 50 cents? 13 cents?
It doesn't work that way, folks. And these are very, very dishonest people, and they know it. So they've given...
He's pointing at the media. These are very, very dishonest people. He does it over every single event, numerous times in every event. Folks, he's hammering the point that the controlled media, the people that George Orwell was writing about in 1948, these are our enemies. He's driving it home so that everybody, for the first time, the mass public of these good, smiling people here behind him in this huge arena in Rio Rancho, New Mexico, we all know this now.
Give it up on every other hoax, but it doesn't work that way.
And we're willing to boo about it lustily, lustily. We're not going to be quiet and, you know, no, we yell out our boos. Thank you, Mr. President, for waking us up and giving us courage.
You know it too. You get it. The Democrat agenda of open borders places vast burdens on your communities and your schools and your hospitals and public safety, all at the expense of hardworking New Mexico families and throughout our country. Sheriffs and commissioners from 9 Mexico counties recently sent a letter to your state's congressional delegation begging them to vote for strong border security. They want in New Mexico. They don't want open borders. They don't want criminals pouring into your communities and doing what they do, and we won't even talk about that.
Beautiful, beautiful. And where is he, folks? 2.5 years after he came down the golden escalator, as Corey Lewandowski mentioned, June of 2015, 2.5 years later, well, after his election, 3 years after the escalator, he's right where, I guess this is a quote from Merle Haggard, isn't it? I'm right where I've always been. You know that great song? It's funny. I'm right where I've always been. That's the one. Today I started loving you again. I'm right back where I've always really been. That's right where Donald Trump's always really been. Of course, he's in love with us. He loves his country. What beats in his heart is that love of a patriot. And there he is. We don't want these criminals. Remember, that's what made Donald Trump a racist. We've got these invaders coming into our country. They're rapists. It was right then, and he's saying it still. He just said it in this speech. You just heard him say it. MS-13, he misspoke. He said MS-3, but that's a rare misspeaking by the president. MS-13, we're getting them the hell by the thousands. Get them the hell out of our country. He's right back where he's always really been.
They want strong. These are people that are with you, in many cases, Democrats.
He's going back there. So let me take a look at our caller board here. We've got Dr. Kelly and Tom on the board and Chris in Las Vegas. I'm going to start there with Chris and the engineers noting. You probably heard this also, folks. My speakers, I'm going to switch speakers. Way too much bass on those speakers. And I don't have an easy adjustment, Mr. Engineer. So I'm going to go back to a crisper set of speakers. Let's go to Chris near Las Vegas. Oh, we lost Chris. Let's go to Dr. Kelly in California.
Hey, thank you, Kelso. No, apologies, I just took a bite of dinner. I wanted to thank you for your show, and one of my old neighbors got a new puppy, and his name is Merle Haggard. And, yeah.
Merle was called he's called the people's poet, and Donald Trump is our people's everything. He is our people's philosopher. And he is he's built up our courage. He's educated us. He's our journalist. And he's also our coach in building our confidence and our courage. So that, you know, we like these crowds that boo so loudly or cheer so loudly for what they oppose and what they hate. We've never done that in our lives. I mean, I haven't. I've been in some circumstances, not the average person's circumstances. The average person in America has never been at a rally where they could just let her rip. They could just yell out what they think. We've been taught, Dr. Kelly, you know this too, from the same experiences I've had, people have been intimidated. They've been frightened. They've been cowed into, I can't say that. I can't yell. Yelling would, that's not, you can't do that. That wouldn't be polite. Donald Trump says, hell yes, hell yes. And that's where he's used a little bit of colorful language to help us bust out of our straitjacket where, yeah, when your life is on the line and the future of your children is at stake, and they're, as he just said, the demon rats are poisoning our children. Yeah, you can say a little bit of hell no, and you can say a little, damn it. And, you can say a few strong things. So Donald Trump, isn't this wonder? Isn't this part of the fun, Dr. Kelly, that we finally have somebody that lets us, as you say, just let her rip?
Well, yeah, because it's really sad to see people that are tormented by an oppression sickness or a spirit of fear or doubt or unbelief. And, we finally have a real man up there in the White House and
yes,
a few other places.
Yeah, exactly. And imagine now for a second that you're a left winger, of course, which is the furthest thing from any possibility for you, Dr. Kelly. But imagine, if you would, folks, being a left winger, and imagine what it must be like for them to, for the first time in their lives, they're hearing us, people like you, uninhibitedly saying, hell no, or, damn you. And, or over my dead body.
My cold, dead hand, you liar.
Yeah, not going to happen. Yeah, it really must shake him. Of course, it does shake him up. That's why they're having Trump derangement syndrome. They are truly losing it. They are a nervous wreck, all of these left wingers. Because what you're showing them, folks, it's not Donald Trump, maybe, that's their worst worry. What's their worst worry? It's when they watch a rally like this, what bothers them? What Donald Trump says or your reaction, you as being the audience, the 10,000 of you that are roaring in that auditorium, is that what bothers them the most? You bet. That's what bothers them because what they're seeing and hearing, they can feel it in their blood. I'm looking at the people arising against my left wing crap. They are mad as hell. and they're not going to take it anymore. And that's what shakes up. That's why they're having Trump derangement syndrome. It's because of your reaction to this genius, Donald Trump. Isn't that interesting, Dr. Kelly? I'm just kind of like, you know, thinking about that myself right here. That's one thing I love about this show. You know, I'm just like you out there, folks. This is all happening. This is not a rehearsal. All of this experience of the Trump phenomenon, we're all experiencing it together in real time from day to day. And I'm just like you. It strikes me, watching this rally here in New Mexico, I'm stunned. Let's see what time it is. We've got one more break coming up. I could squeeze in one call. Chris in Las Vegas, I'll be able to squeeze you in. Maybe Tom in Florida. Come on back, folks.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
4 or 5 minutes left to go. My little boy's telling me we got five. He watches the timer better than I do. He's smarter than I am. I want to just play another little bit of the president. I'm probably going to miss Chris here and also Tom. But listen to this. I put on my old speakers here, which are crisper, and the engineer is going to be happy without that, all that too much bass. So listen to the president talk about snakes. You know, snakes.
The Democrat Party. Do you notice I always say the Democrat Party? You know, before I came, they were all calling Democratic because it sounds better. Right? It does. It's much nicer. The Democratic Party is much nicer than the Democrat Party. But their name is the Democrat Party. And I'm not looking for them to sound nice. I want to give their name. So I always say the Democrat Party, but that's their name, the Democrat Party. Frankly, they should probably change it because it does. And then I call them the Democratic Party. But the Democrat Party has never been farther outside the mainstream. Every major, that's a nasty fly. I don't like those suckers. I don't know about you in New Mexico, but I'm not into flies or mosquitoes. I don't like snakes too much. We have plenty of them in New York and Washington, a different variety. I don't like snakes either. We got a lot of snakes in Washington, D.C. We got a lot of snakes in New York. I don't like either kind of snake. I think I like the kind on the ground better than the ones we have in Washington.
Folks, that's that common touch. And you can see the audience in the background. You know, we've all called people, you know, you snake, you dirty snake. And that's what the demon rats are. These are not honorable people. They're snakes. And the president is saying, the crowd is loving it. There's a whole lineup of Latinos for Trump right behind him. And when he said, you know, I don't like snakes, they just lit up when they heard that. He's talking our language, folks. They don't like snakes either. And that started with a big old fat fly that tried to land on the president, and he batted it away. Anyway, we're going to run out of time here. Let me just say hi to Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, are you there?
Well, yes, I am, James. Thank you very, very much for making time for me. Gerald Nadler, or Naughty Liar, as the case may be, is hardly a fair and neutral independent party to make any assassinations and character assassinations against Donald Trump. We all know that in Trinzy versus Pagliaro, Haynes v. Kerr and Ferretta, attorneys can't testify because they can't be an attorney and a witness too.
Well, yeah. Chris, let's talk about, we'll talk about this snake, Nadler, more tomorrow. I hope you'll call in, and I apologize for running into the music. Folks, another great day of the Trump phenomenon, and watch out for those snakes, boys and girls. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.